So we start off with the Gemara in Maseches Menachos on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Gufa, Amar Abaye, in source number one, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimne Yomei, Mitzvah Lemimne Shavuei. It's a mitzvah, says Abaye, to count days and to count weeks. Right, that is what we do. We count days and weeks. Rabbanan Debei Ravashi, Mani Yomei, Umani Shavuei. Rabbanan Debei Ravashi also agree to count days and to count weeks. And the Gemara, though, quotes another one of the... Gemara quotes another one of the... Amemar argues on Abaya and Rabbanan Debei Ravashi, and Amemar says that, no, one only has to count days and not count weeks. Why? Secher l'mikdashu. Because it's Zecher l'mikdash. What exactly does that mean? It's only a Zecher l'mikdash. It sounds like, oh, it's somehow a minimal mitzvah. It's not such a mitzvah that we have to take so seriously, and therefore we don't have to do it in the full sense of the word. It's only Zecher l'mikdash, and therefore we only have to count days and not count weeks. What does Abaye hold? Abaye hold it not Zecher l'mikdash. It's not connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Chor Abaye or Rabbi Ravashi also is connected to the Mikdash, right? It's Sfiras HaOmer related to the Karban. So what exactly, our first question, what exactly is the Machlokas between Abaye, Rabbanan Debei Ravashi, and Amemar? So the Pashtus of the Gemara, Pashtus of the Machlokas, and how many Mefarshim explain, is that maybe this Machlokas has echoes in the Rishonim. This Machlokas Amoraim is really a Machlokas Rishonim as well. And that is, if you look at Tosfos, we look at Tosfos on the Daf, Tosfos tells us, in source number two, Nira, on that Gemar Menachas Amakvav, it is Safek Chashecha, Yochol Lavarech. Once it's Bein Ashmashos, I can already take the Baracha and count Sfiras HaOmer. Bein Sorach Lahamten, Hashayivah Adelaila. I don't have to wait till Tseis. Right? This isn't like Matzah. This isn't like other mitzvahs d'oraisa that require Vadelaila. Because it's a Safek D'Rabbanan, Tosfos holds like Rove Rishonim and the Ran and others, Sfiras HaOmer B'Zman Hazeh is D'Rabbanan. Because it's D'Rabbanan, we can be Mako. Why is it D'Rabbanan? Why is it D'Rabbanan? What is it Tolian? So the Pashtus is that this is Sfiras HaOmer. It's the Sfira from the Karban HaOmer. It's related to the Karban that was brought on the second day of Pesach every year in the Beis HaMikdash. So the real bona fide Sfiras HaOmer is counting from the day that we bring the Karban HaOmer. And if we don't bring the Karban HaOmer, there's no mitzvah. Chazal or Mesakein, Zecher LeMikdash, to be able to count even though we don't have the Karban HaOmer. But technically, Bizman Hazeh, the Tosfos holds, like many of you showed him, that it is only a Mitzvah d'Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. And this isn't only Tosfos. Al Hamar at the end of Maseches Psachim, which we have mentioned often in other contexts, the Al Hamar in the last Daf in Psachim, asks two questions. One of them is going to be dealing with what we answer right now. Source number three. Ubisfiras HaOmer, Yeisha Sholin, Matam Ein Anu Omer Bozman. Question number one. Why is there no Shechianu on the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Well, every Mitzvah that we do, B'Mizman L'Zman, every mitzvah has a shachianu, shofar, and megillah, and lulav, and neiris chanukah. Every mitzvah that we do, b'mizman l'zman, gets a shachianu. And even a mitzvah like pidyon haben, and bris milah should get a shachianu. According to some rishonim, minhag of Eretz Yisrael to say a shachianu, chutz la'aretz not, but put this counter pressure. But really, every mitzvah that we do once in a while, it's a shachianu. It's a shachianu. It's real somewhere. That's the balamor. Vod! And also, Matam ain't on a sofrim below bracha, but the sheni shall pesach. And what about Sveika the Yoma? Sveika the Yoma, we don't count double. Some Achronim ask, and why do we count? Maybe it's not really the proper day. Maybe it's really day one, not day two. But says the Balamor, we'll focus on the first question. Why is there no Shechian? We skip a couple of lines. Says the Balamor, the ode, what's the last line? Shalom Matsinu, Birazman, Ela, the Dover, Sheishbo, Shumhana. Shechianu is where there's a purely simcha-filled mitzvah. Pure ecstasy, pure happiness to go into Tilas Lulav, to Bala Simcha. Tilas Lulav. It's a mitzvah of Kirval Hashem. It's Kia Shofar. Was the Karan Ben Yisrael Abim Shemayim and Shofar connects us, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. It's like we're in the Kodesh Kadoshim when we blow Shofar. Umikra Megillah, Chas Rachmana Alan, Uparkinon, Mikra Megillah. Remember how Hashem saved us. It's Hallel, Upidjon Aben, Shemivarech Avia Ben Shechianu. That the Avia Ben Shechianu, Lefisha Yatsa, Banu Misafik, because Shashar Shloshim Yom Ba'adam, Eno Nefel. So fine, so all of these mitzvos that we have are mitzvos that are totally simchatic and for Yisei Shechianu. But, says the Baal Amor, Aval, Sphira Saomer, Ein Bo Zecher L'Shumana, La'agmas Nafshenu, Churban Beis Ma'avyeh. Sphira Saomer is tinged with sadness. Sphira Saomer, Sphira Saomer. You call this a Sphira Saomer? Where's the Omer? We brought a carbon. It's a Migdash. Where's the Kohanim B'Vodasam? Levim B'Duchanam? Where's everything? This is a Sphira Saomer. So when we do this mitzvah, we're in pain. We're upset. We're going to say Shechianu? Inappropriate. This is just an echo. A little bit reminds us of the mitzvah. Well, that's mashma from the Baal Amor. Again, like Tosfos holds. But the mitzvah b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And this is what Rov Rishonim say. The Rashba holds this. The Ran holds this. B'zman hazeh, we don't have the karban. Therefore, the mitzvah Sphira Saomer is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. This is in contrast to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Sphira Saomer b'zman hazeh does not give any impression. It has changed one iota from the days of the Mikdash to b'zman hazeh. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tefillin Musafek, Mitzvah Asei L'Spar Sheva. 1 week, Yom Avos HaOmer. From the day of Avos HaOmer, the Rambam already, the Rambam already alludes to us based on the pasuk. It's a mitzvah from the day of the. What does the pasuk say? Miyom Haviyachem. It's Omer Atenufa. From the day that we bring the Omer, not when we bring the Omer, from the day that we bring the Omer. Shenemar usfartam lachem imachar za Shabbos, sheva Shabbosos, o mitzvos menos yamim mashvuos, mitzvot count days and weeks, the chulu, another adds an alacha chavdalid, and the source four, mitzvah zu akolish mi Yisrael, chol makom, uvachol zman. Mitzvah is always, anytime, anywhere. Come hold, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So machlokas v'shonim. Whether Sphira Saomer b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rambam holds d'oraisa. Other Rishonim also agree. Rov Rishonim hold this d'rabbanan. And there's even nafkaminas la'alacha. You might ask, what difference does it make? There's nafkaminas la'alacha. One of the major ones that we're machmir for, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is source number 6, Simitaf Beis Tes Sif Dalid. Comes up all the time. Mishashoel Osel Chaveir Ben Ashrashas. Somebody asks, what's tonight's count? What's tonight? So we're all trained already. We say, well, yesterday was blank. Why do we do that? That's so strange. Why do we have to count yesterday's? Yomer lo esmalai kach v'kach. Shem yomer lo hayom kach v'kach. Eino yachol lachzor v'lim nos debracha. Because if we said, oh, tonight's 6, then maybe, I'll be ready yotzei. What do you mean? Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. Mitzvahs srichas kavana. I didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Maybe we're machmir that by mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mitzvahs d'shrichas kavanah. That's a discussion in Simin Tzach, I think it is in Arachayim, where the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz, mitzvahs d'shrichas kavanah. It's a big topic. There might be steers in the Shulchan Aruch about this, which we're not going to get into right now. But we're machmir like the Shitas that Sphira Saomer is d'rabbanan, and therefore, maybe mitzvahs ain't d'shrichas kavanah. You don't have to have kavanah when you do the mitzvah. If it's boom, I would say, even if I didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah. And therefore, you can't say, oh, tonight is blank. I say, yesterday, here, right here is a d'rabbanan, that's a chumrah. Usually, d'araisas are a chumrah, and d'rabbanans are coolest. Here, me d'rabbanan, we have to be machmir to assume that maybe I was yotzei already. There's even another, in terms of the language that we use, right? Many have the custom of saying a tefillah right before the mitzvah of Sphira Saomer, especially mizuman. It's in all the sederim. And what do we say? Mukhan mizuman mitzvahs asay. Del sfira sa omer. Mon shakasa bat dora. Sfira sa mitzvahs asay. Rov Rishonim don't hold this a mitzvahs asay. But what do we do? Oh, again, in the Divrei Yatziv, he quotes here from the Kleisberger, says the on the top of the next page, Amur mikola amur. Shakala poskim Rishonim mirish avachronim. Rubam kukulam kasfu. We should be machmir like the sheet of the Isa, but we should also be mach like the Rabbanon. And he says on the third line, the Divrei Yatziv says, and I skip those few words. If you change the girsa, if you're opposed to Gadar, like the Divrei Yatziv, you could change the girsa a little bit. And he quotes Samachi as very happy. Shematzasi case for Chaim Achadash. JV came the same Sefer Orei R. Especially according to the Rambam. Fine. Then he says, you know, even with our girsa, it might be okay. Ubeikar Nusach Efsher Ode. The mitzvah says just be a summer and a mitzvah says Rabbanan. Mitzvah says doesn't have to be Daraisa. We don't say mitzvah says Daraisa. Mitzvah says, or which is probably the Pshuto. The root of it is the mitzvah sasei. Right? The root of Tirsa Omer. Okay, but either way, this is a machlokas we've shown him between Baal Akosvis and the Baal Amor and the Rashba and the Ran versus the Rambam and others. Whether Tirsa Omer is Banazaz, Daraisa, Drabanan. So maybe, al Pshuto, that's the machlokas we started off with. That's the machlokas in Menachas Samavav between Abaya and Rabbanan Debei Ravashi versus Amemar. Amemar says, Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash, it's only Darabanan, and therefore, only have to count days and not weeks. Amemar, Abaya, and Rabbanan Debei Ravashi say, no, you count days and weeks. Why? They don't explain. Ashes, maybe hold this Daraisa. Maybe this Machlokas Amaram is Gufa translated into a Machlokas Bishon. The problem is that we just said that we're Machmir, who assume it's Rabbanan and not count. But we also know that we count days and weeks. So we're counting days and weeks. So is that because we're Machmir on both sides? We're Machmir as Daraisa to count days and weeks. We're Machmir as Rabbanan not to count the day? Maybe. But there are Rishonim. I just gave you one example, the Ran. The Ran says that it's the Rabbanan, and he still paskins like a Bayer on the Deravashi. Just because it's the Rabbanan doesn't mean you're only going to count days and not weeks. That's clear. Balamar also earlier, we'll read it in the Ran right here in source number 7. Ran, on that last daf, there's no riff on Maseches Menachos. That's why we don't have any Ran and Balamar and Menachos. But at the end of Psachim, that's where the Rishonim talk about Sfiras HaOmer. And that's where we have these Rishonim that discuss our topic. So it says there in the Ran, Yivan, the Bayefer, Rabban, the Be'eravashi, Manu Yomei, Umanu Shvuei, Kabbal, Akavasayu. First two opinions are Abai and Rabbanan. We paskin like them. Afal gav da meir polikalayu. Even though Amemar argues, apirish anachon b'mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei hainu b'tashlim kol shavua. Really, shavua only has to be on the night at the end, 7/14/21. We count weeks even every night. And right after that, what does the Ran say? Rov mefarshim askim in tisfira sa'omer achshav delek avav lo karban eino ela. So in the same breath, the Ran says we count days and weeks, and we hold this Rabbanan. So that can't be the basis, according to the Ran and others, of the Machlokas Amoraim. It's not Daraisa, days and weeks. The Rabbanan only days. But the Ran says the Rabbanan, and he says days and weeks. So we have to come up with a different Hesber for the Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. So the Briska Rav alludes to, and also his nephew, Rav Soloveitchik, expands upon this in some of his writings. He's so gadol that we have to recognize, and sometimes if we don't focus on it, we don't realize that it's happening. You look at two different Gemaras. The Gemara on the last Amud of Maseches, the last Amud of Cheskas Abatim, the yeshiva learned Cheskas Abatim is Pezman, the last Amud in Cheskas Abatim tells us, of Samach Amabez, 30 Blot Perek, says the Gemara, one of the halachos relating to what we would call Zeichel HaMikdash. This is not on your sheet. This is between 7 and 8, but it's not on your sheet. The Gemara Babasra Daf Samach Amud Beis tells us they're all different halachas. Right? If somebody's painting their house, they should leave out a little spot that's not painted. And when, you know, we don't hold this, we don't, this is not the minhag. If somebody sets a table, always leave one empty. But putting ashes on the head of a chasan, the makam atfilin, that we do, right? Sada Daf Beis of Besid and Meshaya Badavar Muat, that's in the Gemara, right? Or put something on a Efer Maklesh or Rosh Chasanim, all of these. What is this all based on? Right, that's this principle. Zechel Migdash. We have all of these halachas. And we know other the whole 3 weeks and the nine days, and the Minhagim leading up to Tisha B'Av, those are all Zechel Migdash. Fine. But if you look in Maseches Sukkah, Afem Aleph, and other places, we know there are many halachos. Durabanan, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was Messiahin, Zechel Migdash. Right, Midah Raisa, a lulav is only taken one day in outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has 7 days, so Smachtam Lefei Hashem Lekechem Shas Yamim, but only the first day. But after Chorma Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh says, take a lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, in the world. Why? Zechel Migdash. Okay, Zechel Migdash. That's why Yom HaNefes Kulo Aser, the whole second day of Pesach, is Aser for the Tachadash. And there are many other Hakanos of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. There are nine altogether. So ask Rav Salvechik and ask the Briska Rav. And there's a separate pasuk there. Tzion hi dorei shein la. Why is there a different pasuk quoted in Babasra Daf Meshkachech Yerushalayim and in Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere? It seems, and this is what the Briska Rav says right here in source number 8, there are two types of mitzvahs d'rabbanan zeichel l'mikdash. One type of mitzvah d'rabbanan zeichel l'mikdash is to remember what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash and to relive it. And maybe to be ready to do it again when we have a Beis HaMikdash. When we are Zoche, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we want to remember what we did, so we do it again. And we relive it and re-experience. That's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Shake the lulav all 7 days. So we remember, Zecher Lebinyan HaMikdash. Then there's a second different type of Zecher HaMikdash. Jemeshka Chech Yerushalayim Titach Yimini, Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash. A connection of Avelus, an idea that we have to remember and mourn what we don't have. If that's the case, that doesn't mean exactly the same as it was done in the Mikdash, because we're not reliving it and being ready and re-experiencing, but we're just doing something to remind us, says the Briska Rav here, source number 8 now, Veneret, De'ein Zet Hakana, Chetiknu Rabbanon, Mitzvah Sira. He's explaining Amemar. He's explaining what does Amina Meimar says, days not weeks, because it's Zechel HaMikdash. Vinera Dain Zetakana, Chetikna Rabbanah Misosir Bizmanazeh, the Mo Shahaya Chiyav Daraisa Bizman HaMikdash. The Rabbanan did not make a mitzvah to parallel exactly what was. The Imkain, Am Yomei Ushvue Boy Lemimne. But then it should be exactly the same. Gam Ushvue Boy Zechel, Kamal Yomei. If we're trying to reenact, so then it should be the same exact type of mitzvah. Those same details. Elo dezet takana sheyia zeichel amigdash. Hu takana derabanan yuchedes zeichel amigdash. We should not take the rakum in the yom of Shue. This is type two. This is the Emeshka Chech Yerushalayim zeichel amigdash. This is, it reminds us. And he says, sometimes you don't know which ones. You got to figure out exactly. But the Briska Rav says, this is crucial to understand. Asfir Saomer can be different. Because it's Zecher LeMikdash, type 2. Zecher LaAvelus LeChorban HaMikdash, and therefore, it could have different standards. But if this is the case, then maybe we have a different understanding of the Machlokas HaMeimar and Abayin Rabbanan Deber Ravashi. I don't think Briska Rav goes back to the other Shita. He's explaining HaMeimar. But we can say for 1 second. We don't paskin like HaMeimar. We paskin like Abaya and Rabbanan Deber Ravashi. So, but the Ron said, is there a Rabbanah, but we do both? So maybe the machlokas here is, what is Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer or Zechar L'Churban HaMikdash. And Nafka Mina, does it have to be exactly the same type of mitzvah in terms of its details? Amemar says Zechar L'Churban, just to remind you, to jar your memory. That's what it sounds like from the Bamar, obviously, as we saw before, while maybe Abaya and Rabbi Rabashi say it is a Echel HaMikdash, it's a Din D'Rabbanan Bizman HaZeh. It's a Din D'Rabbanan to recreate what was. And therefore, it's subject to the same standards. The two suggestions, what is Lokes HaMorayim? Either Machlokes, whether it's Rez Omer Bizman HaZeh, D'Raisa D'Rabbanan, or maybe everybody agrees it's D'Rabbanan. The Machlokes is the type of Nisa D'Rabbanan that it is. That's part one. On though now to part two. Part two of the shiur, which we'll discuss, the shita of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. There are a couple of famous shitas of the Baal Halachas Gedolos in a few different contexts. In Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a famous shita. The Mitzvah of Emunah, there's a famous shita. So here's another one. Source number 9 on the bottom. Baal Halachas Gedolos, quote here in Tosfos and Menachas Daf Samach Vav. Od Pasach Halachas Gedolos. Dim Hipsik Yom Echad Lo Safar. If somebody missed a day of Sfira, Shuv Eino Sofer, he blew it. He can no longer continue counting with Bracha. Yishum Baya Tamimos. Because you need Tamimos. You need a complete Sfira, a complete mitzvah. And if you missed a day, you're finished.
With the Bracha.
This concept of Tamimos is nowhere in Shas. Rishonim bring it up. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. Bahag bases his shita based on this concept of Tmimos, that Tmimos needs to be every single day. And if I miss a 24-hour period, I miss an entire day of Sfira, so then that is a problem, and I can no longer count with a bracha. Fascinating. Tosfos often quotes two types of questions. Generally, whenever Tosfos and Shas ask a question, it's either textual or logical. Right, how can you say this? It says in this Gemara something else. Or how can you say this doesn't make sense? Tosfos cannot 95% of the time explains what the logical problem is. Here, and Tosfos just says, it's a tema. B'tema gedola huvelo yitachin. Not only is it a tema, it's impossible. It's pretty strong language. It's impossible, what the Bahag says. The Bahag obviously thinks it is possible. What is Tosfos bothered by? What is the sheet of the Bahag? And what can Tosfos fathom that it is a Tema Gedolah. So if you look in the Rush, I didn't give you the Rush, but if you look in the Rush explicates it. The Rush says that, well, obviously, if it's spread out over 49 days, it's 49 mitzvot. They're not dependent on each other. What the Bahag talking about? It's 49 mitzvot. Okay, we do a mitzvah every single night. What does tonight have to do with tomorrow? Ask the Bali Tosfos and the Bahag. And even more than that, their Raya Machrachas, their strong Raya, quoted here, I gave you in the Sefer HaMachriya, Tosfos Rid, Simen Chavtes, Elavadai lo Amar Rachmana Tmimos, Elashe Yaschil Minyanan Ve'erev. What does Tmimos mean? Count at night, so you have the entire day. Veloshia Afu Zezet. Doesn't mean that one night is dependent on the other one. Shekol Yom Vayomu Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. Every day is a separate mitzvah. Im chiser echa mehem. Volo mana. Chiser mitzvahs oso vayom. We make a bracha every single night. It's one mitzvah. Since when do you have one mitzvah with 49 brachas? 49. It says the Tosfos Rid, it says the Rosh, it says Tosfos, 49 brachas, 49 mitzvot. Then Isa she'enon ela mitzvah achas, u'ma'afin zezeh, if it's somehow connected and they're all ma'akiv each other, even shabirek b'layla harishon, o'hayetzorach levarech, alayimona b'la bracha. Since when does a mitzvah get more than bracha? Washanu mevarchim ho'layla v'layla, in fact, we make a bracha every single night, shma mina, shekol yom v'yom mitzvah b'bnei atzmahu. It must be every night is a separate mitzvah. That's the sheet of the Tosfos Rid. That's the sheet of many Mishonim. We're machmir l'maisa like the Bahag. Savi brachas l'hakel. Machmir. So if we miss a night, we don't continue with the bracha. But many Mishonim. Let's hear b'safek. See, I don't remember if I counted or not. We're mekel, and you can continue with the bracha because Rov Rishonim say it's a separate one anyway. So the specs make it. Maybe you counted, and even if you didn't count, the halacha is like Rov Rishonim, but it's separate. So what's the sheet of the Bahag? Pashas, the way that they say it in the yeshivas, the way that they say it in the world is that how many mitzvahs? The Bahag would say back, yeah, it's one big mitzvah with 49 brachas. This is the Sefer HaChinuch, quotes the Bahag, the Yesh Shom, source 11, Shemisha Shachach, Olamana Yom Echad. If somebody forgot one entire day, Shein Yachol Limnos Obo Zashana, can't count with a bracha anymore. The Fisha Kulan Mitzvah Achazi, it's all one mitzvah. Mikiva Sheshachach Mehen Yom Echad, Hare Kol HaChezbin, Otelimanu. Oh, Cheshbin is Batel. Lohodu Moreno Sheba the Reinos Farazu, the Sefer HaChinuch says, you don't agree with that, even if you forgot, you can continue. You can continue, we'll get to the rest of the Chinuch by the Shem at another time. This is the Bahag. Bahag says that you could count every night with a bracha, 49 brachas, even though it's one mitzvah. Just one note of clarification on this. And that is, we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos on Daf Mem Beis, verse number 12, that we never make a bracha unless we're at the final stage of the mitzvah. When somebody writes tefillin, if Sofer writes tefillin, amazing zchus, there's no bracha on writing tefillin, because the mitzvah is the wearing of the tefillin. There's no bracha on putting the tzitzis on the beged. Bracha is when you wear the tzitzis. The bracha is when you affix the mezuzah to the wall. We paskin, you don't even make a bracha by building a sukkah. Yerushalmi has a bracha. We don't paskin that, right? We make a bracha when we sit in the sukkah. So you only make a bracha on what's called asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, where what you do is the final stage. So we could ask Akasha on the aha, the final stage where you make bracha, you're not at the final stage yet, so why do you make 49 brachas? Isn't that a violation of the gemar menachas of asiyasa gemar mitzvasa? This and
I know.
Between all those examples and examples are as I mentioned, you zero them stuff. Wait, and now you do them zero. It's not half trying stuff. It's very different. Gemara Menach is in Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to make a bracha on a Hechsher Mitzvah. But you can make a bracha on a part of a Mitzvah, even if it's not the last part of the Mitzvah. That must be the Svara of the Bahag. And he allows 49 brachas on Sfiras HaOmer, while he does not allow L'chora brachas on all those examples of Ein Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvahs. So this is how the Bahag is understood generally. Bahag hold is one big mitzvah with 49 parts, and the Chiddush is they make a bracha on the 49 parts, while the other Rishonim hold, and no, 49 separate mitzvahs. We still have to analyze the Bahag a little more, because there's another sheet of the Bahag. And that is quoted to you in source number 13. You also had it back in Tosfos earlier. We'll see it in the Torah right here. The Torah quotes the Bahag, Kasa Balalachas Gedolos, Shim Shachach Levarech Kol HaLaila. Not only, if you forgot the whole day, night and day, there's no more counting. But if you forgot at night, you're allowed to count during the day. Also, we know this, we're familiar. Shim Shachach Levarech Kol HaLaila, Sheyisper Bayom. You could count during the day. The Eino Nireh L'ri, says the Torah. Why is that? Why should you be able to count during the day? To count at night. Why do you have to count at night? Because of tzmimos. You need the whole day. So how does middle of the day help? Especially according to the Bahag. What did the Bahag tell us? If you miss a day, you're chaser on your tzmimos. So if you miss a day, you're chaser on the tzmimos. So if you miss a half a day, you'll also be chaser on the tzmimos. Why should counting during the day help you? And he even agrees that you don't say a bracha. So how does that work? You can count and we're all familiar with halacha, but what's the spark behind it? Maybe you miss when you're supposed to count. Halachara, you miss tmimos. So according to the Bahag, you should be out. And if somehow you're not out, you don't make a bracha, you can count the next day with a bracha. So we still have to analyze and explain the shita of the Bahag. Let's add on two other questions. First, unusual shitos. Your halacha here in Simin Tav Peites, the simin about Sfiras HaOmer, Shvir Lecha quotes the Shita of Rav Haigon. Haigon, here in Source 14. Ritzgeis b'shem Rav Haigom. Mekayim tmimos shavuei. Ahainu shebechal mishlam shavuei. Kshom rechesh b'shavu mekayim shiva shavu asmos tiana. Fine. You could count with the fulfilled tmimos with shavuei. That's not our point right now. The ot reicham. Ehechi de'ishtuli yom echad. If you forgot an entire day, you're not out yet. Not yet. Yis parbalal sheni shtei sviros. Begon sheshachach svira rishona yomar svira shnia esmol aya echad baomer. The yoma bein shrei baomra. Kivat the money gam shal esmol unafak michlal tmimos tiana. Says Rav Haigon, unbelievable. If I miss night 14, you know what I could say on the night of the 15th? Yesterday was 14 and tonight's going to be 15. Right, if I forgot 25, I could say last night was 25 and tonight 26, and that's good enough. And that's good enough for counting. How does that work? You're counting yesterday's? Yesterday's gone. Over yomo batlo karbono. How is that allowed? You're for sure not fulfilling the mitzvah of yesterday. You can't bring yesterday's karbon today. You can't do yesterday's mitzvah today. But what does that mean? This is Lashon lo nafak michlal tmimos. You didn't lose tmimos. How do you not lose tmimos? You lost yesterday. Doesn't tmimos mean, according to the Bahag, you can't miss a day? One big mitzvah, 49 days. 49 parts to the mitzvah. So if we're putting Rav Haig together with the Bahag, correct. But what's the star for it? Or another question. We also pask in this way. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef. It's in Tav Pei Tes, in Source 15. Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Dram and the Machzor Vitri. What happens? It could come up. Somebody makes early Shabbos and they're davening. And let's say the assumption is that many people might forget if they don't count in shul. So what happens? You count in shul. Shulchan Aruch says you could count in shul without a bracha and you make a tnai. Make a condition. Mona imahim below bracha. You count without a bracha. Meimar amar, and you say imez karbalai lo bebesi. If I remember to count tonight after dark, echzer avar kedin, then I'll count again with a bracha. Benimsa shlo birachti lebatola. Bimeshkach or imanisi yamin mishvos lemitzvah. If I remember, great. If I don't, great. I'm covered. If I remember, I'll count later bisman. And if I don't remember, at least I cover myself and I count now. 1 second. How does that work? Is this the time for counting or not? If you could count now, great, then count with a bracha. If you can't count now, then what are you doing? And later on, you could say, oh, I'm going to count again. So what was earlier? If later on you can count again, that means I'm not yotzei to the mitzvah earlier. So what am I doing? And how does it help anything? How does it affect anything? So what's the svar of the Bahag that you could count during the day, even though you missed it? What's the svar for Rav Haigon? You could count yesterday was this and tonight was this. And what's the svara for the Machzor Vitri that you can make this tonight and count earlier without a bracha and later count again? The Magen Avraham is very bothered by it. The Magen Avraham is bothered by this Beis Yosef, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? He's very bothered by it. Right? How is it that you could count early and be yotzei? So maybe the pshat is a different idea of the Bahag. It's not that the Bahag argues fundamentally that all Rishonim say it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and the Bahag says it's one big mitzvah. Maybe even the Bahag holds it's 49 mitzvos. Rav Soloveitchik and other Achronim suggest this. Look at the language of the Trumas Hadeshen. And then we'll look back already. It was said by Rav Haigon already. Rav Haigon says, you know why you were count Olatika yesterday? It's not a violation of Tmimos. Why not? Maybe we have to redefine what Tmimos means. Let's look in the Trumas Hadeshen. Almost every tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael Yisraelin, Surah 17. Safig lechad, if somebody's mesupik, suffer lai lachas olav, ech yasem ikan ve'elach. If somebody doesn't remember if they counted or not, what should he do? Yira diyisper me'bracha mikan ba'ala. As we said earlier, you can keep counting with a bracha. With a bracha. Lomi boy niskar seikas of yamahu. Not only if you remember that day, shows vadei tzarach lisper b'yom below bracha, because then you count during the day. But even if not, even if you don't remember till the next night still, you could keep counting with a bracha. Bachi naginan afilu bevadei shachach b'alayla lispar. The sofer b'yom b'lo bracha. Sofer shuva bracha. The mikri shapir tmimos? Why? Ho'ov lo dila yomecha legamre. Because you didn't skip the day totally. What does that mean? maybe what the Bahag is saying is that it's not one big mitzvah. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. But the din of Tamimos is there has to be continuity. It has to be consecutiveness. Sifus. Fundamentally, everybody agrees. 49 separate mitzvahs, 49 brachas. That was the biggest kasha, the strongest kasha on the Bahag. How can you make 49 brachas? So we said a chiddush is 40. You can make a chiddush on a part of a mitzvah. No. Maybe he heals like Rav Rishonim. Also, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. His chiddush is that it has to be continuous. It has to be one after. If you miss a day, you broke the retzef. You broke the continuity. You break the mitzvah. 49 separate mitzvahs. The din is to Omer. There has to be continuity. And that's why the Rav Haigon could say, if you miss one day, it's still okay. But if you say, yesterday was that and tonight's this, you still connected and mentioned yesterday. And that would be good enough. And if you daven early, maybe you weren't yotze the mitzvah per se, but you marked the day. Connected to the day after Praga Mincha. It was in proximity of the day, and that would be good enough for the din of Tmimos. That would be good enough for the din of continuity. And maybe that's what the shot of the Bahag is, or Haigon. Maybe this also helps the Bishrei Shuva quotes, you know, to Yehuda in Yaredeya in Sorens 18 about an Onain, Rahman al-Islam. Let's say somebody's an Onain for more than 24 hours and they know they're going to miss it. They know the crew is not going to be for a while. They're going to miss an entire day. So what do they do? If they miss today, they're done. So says the Pisrei Tshuva in Source 18, who Onain b'yemei ha'sfira b'layla, u'makam ha'faras rachok min ha'ir v'chulu v'im li'ol yispar b'layla, u'yuchal levarech gam b'yamim shal ha'acharav, yispar b'oso layla b'lo bracha, v'oz yachol levarech b'shar yamim. Count without a bracha. Says the Pisrei Tshuva, says the Noda of Yehuda. How does that work? You can't do mitzvos when you're an Onain. It's not a mitzvah, but it's keeping the retzef. You don't have kavana to do the mitzvah, but you don't want to lose out the continuity. And even an Onain could have the continuity. And maybe even that connects to big discussion in the Achronim about Katan Shenis Gadel. Anyone who has a bar mitzvah this time of year generally? No, this is the drasha. About Katan Shehigla B'tochim Esfira. Many different shitas. I gave you the Avni Nezer. Ebenezer says he cannot continue. So it's just like when you do a mitzvah, b'shas, shote, which when somebody's a shote, it doesn't count. They eat matzah when they're a shote, it doesn't count. So too, when somebody's a katan, Rov Achronim don't assume that way. The Menachas Chenech assumes. If he was Catholic till now, he's Catholic till now. But maybe, according to this, a katan maybe can't do a mitzvah, recognize me, daraisa. Maybe he could do a maisa. He could do a svira. And he could still have the continuity. That's what the Bahag requires. So maybe everybody agrees. It's separate mitzvos. It just has to be continuous. We discussed two ideas relating to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. We discussed the Araisa Durabanan, how much this is connected to the Karban HaOmer, two types of Zeichel HaMikdash. And we also discussed the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the Bahag, about Tamimos. Is it one big mitzvah versus 49 separate mitzvos? Or is it... is it 49 separate mitzvahs or is it one big mitzvah with 49 parts? So, close with one Dvar Machshava related to this discussion. Ritzifus, as we just mentioned for the Bahag, it's not one big, it's the continuity. The Adzus is all about continuity. It's all about consistency. Right? Like the Medrash, the Ein Yaakov quotes, the three most important psukim. It's all about day in and day out. What we do yomi. And it doesn't matter if we're in our regular schedule or we're home and we're quarantined. Whatever it is, we could do yomi things. Rabbi Frand, at the previous CMHS, not the one a few months ago, at the previous one, he said, you're not a daf yomi person, so do something else. Yomi. Mishnah yomi, Parsha yomi, Halacha yomi. Anything, Navi, Perek Yomi, whatever it is, for Yomi people, and we have to be Yomi Jews. And that's a message of the Bahag and of this time of year, the consistency. And not even miss a day. Right, the Rambam writes in Ilchas Talmud Torah in Source 21, right? Ava bisha misra luma b'yoma b'alayla, ein adam lo meg rov chachma so ela b'alayla. Afichach, bisha ratz lozakos b'chesser Torah. If somebody wants to... Yizocha bekeser Torah, Yizar b'chalei losav. Have to be careful with every single night. For lo yobad afilu echad mehem. Not to miss even one day. Achilu b'shtiyah v'shteina. Can't even miss one day. It's even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Now that I'm in my study, I can just reach for Sfarim. It's very convenient. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Lamed Ches. Reish Lamed Ches. At the end of Chilek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. Kvoa itim latara balayla. Sarach lizar b'limah natara yodzer b'mishal yom avalo ancha maruba. And that's what he talks about. Every, and he says, let's say you have a chok kavua, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're supposed to learn something each day and you didn't finish it, you have to finish it that night.
Oh, no. Makara.
Lose the connection.
No, show me what's Arav. Arav? I was now. 1 minute. Oh, okay. What's next? Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think I just lost. Let's just continue. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch says that the only holiday that we count towards is Shavuos, because that's what we're excited about. That's the most. We celebrate the Torah. That's what the Chinuch says in the middle of Source 22. Ikara, Ikara and Shal Yisrael. Uba'avura nigalu. Ba'alu lakol ha'glush. Ba'alu elan. It's Davino Limnos. Yimakos. Yandos of Pesach. We're so excited. Right? Imagine. I know it's hard for us to imagine. Imagine if we knew the day that we would get back to quote unquote, the day that they'd find the cure. For Corona, imagine we'd be counting down the days. We'd be so excited. We'll be able to wait for it. We're counting down the days towards Torah. And we have to make sure that we count every single day. But even more so, another message is that we can't skip days. We can't skip steps. Tiferes HaOmer is a time period where we go step by step in terms of building. And Milas HaTorah, Avodas Hashem, is a ladder. We've mentioned often the Gemara in Chulin, Mar Ukva. The Gemara in Chulin, second to last source, Kopei Amar Mar Ukva, Analo Hamilsa Chala Bar Chamer Lagabi Abba. I am like vinegar compared to my father, who's like wine. What does that mean? My father says Mar Ukva, Ki Abiyachol Bistro Ha'ina Abiyachol Tina Lubachar. My father would wait 24 hours between Pleishik and Milchik. Ilu Ana Asuda Asudu Achilna. I only wait till the next Suda, 6 hours. This is the source and shots for waiting between Pleishik and and Milchiks. Says the Bali Musar, Rav Sternbach on Parshas Yisro, quotes this from the Bali Musar. What does Mar Ukva mean? I'm like vinegar, my father's like wine. But he thought it was appropriate to wait 24 hours, so why didn't he? Why did he wait? What, he wanted the ice cream so badly? This is Mar Ukva. We can understand the kedusha of Mar Ukva, the Gemara in Ksubis. He jumped into the oven to make sure he didn't embarrass the ani that he's giving stucha to. What is Mar Ukva teaching us? We'll explain the Bali Mutzer. Mar Ukva knew that Umrah wasn't where he was up to in his Avodas Hashem. Waiting 24 hours, that's not where he was up to. And you have to go step by step. Even Mar Ukva knew that. And most of us are probably not up to yearning and crying for the Beis HaMikdash after Chatzos every night, it's saying Tikkun Chatzos. We're probably not up to there. Halavai, we should be. But watching Hara and having Kavana by Tfila and not getting angry, and there's a lot that's on our plate, but we have to make sure that we're going step by step and we don't skip steps. Because if we jump up the ladder, then often things could end up in a way that we don't want them. And that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh writes, the beginning of the post side, where he writes 42 pshatim. If you never saw it, you just got to open it up. But Arachayim has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Parshas Bichol Kosai. So number six there, in number six, he says, first you have to do what you have to do. Then you could add on Shmira, then it's Mosai Tishmaru. And there he gives shot to the mission Erkiyavos. Below Am Haaretz Chassid. Not that an Am Haaretz can't be a Chassid. He's ignorant, but he shouldn't be a Chassid. He shouldn't be. We have to know step by step what we're up to. We can't shortchange ourselves. We can't say, oh, I'm not up to there. But Hashem Baruch Hu knows exactly what we're up to. So we have to try our best and constantly grow and moving up, but not jumping up. Those are two ideas, different machshava in terms of the Bahag and Tmimos and the mitzvah, the rights of the Rabbanan. Hashem should give us all the chachma and the tziyata d'shmaya and the shalvas hanefesh in this challenging time that we're all living in, to be able to keep growing, keep going step by step, be able to get the most out of every day, no matter where we happen to be that day, even if it's in the same place we've been the past 6 weeks, still to get the most out of it, and then Hashem, to call me Chayil Ochayil, as we all together go to the march for Kabbalah Satorah. Have a great day, and thank you again to me and arranging and all the yeshivas Karen B'Yavna. We're still going strong. There are 32 Bachrim B'nai Chul that are sitting in yeshiva that have been there for a couple of weeks. They haven't left. I think we're one of the only yeshivas that have a thousand.